14. Henry Thoreau. He was born David Henry Thoreau in Concord, Massachusetts, to John Thoreau, a pencil maker, and Cynthia Dunbar. David Henry was named after a recently deceased paternal uncle, David Thoreau. He did not become Henry David until after college, although he never petitioned to make a legal name change. He had two older siblings, Helen and John Jr., and a younger sister, Sophia. Thoreau's birthplace still exists on Virginia Road in Concord, and is currently the focus of preservation efforts. The house is original, but it now stands about 100 yards away from its first site. Thoreau studied at Harvard University between 1833 and 1837. He lived in Hollis Hall and took courses in rhetoric, classics, philosophy, mathematics, and science. A legend proposes that Thoreau refused to pay the $5 fee for a Harvard diploma. In fact, the master's degree he declined to purchase had no academic merit. Harvard College offered it to graduates who proved their physical worth by being alive 3 years after graduating, and their saving, earning, or inheriting quality or condition by having $5 to give the college. His comment was, "Let every sheep keep its own skin." In appearance, he was homely, with a nose that he called my most prominent feature, again in Cape Cod. Of his face, Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote, is as ugly as sin, long-nosed, queer-mouthed, and with uncouth and rustic, though courteous manners, corresponding very well with such an exterior. But his ugliness is of an honest and agreeable fashion, and becomes him much better than beauty. After college, Thoreau taught school, wrote essays and poems for the Dial, and briefly attempted freelance writing in New York City. The death of his brother in 1842 was a profound emotional shock and may have influenced his decision to live with his parents and never to marry.